With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. Chatham County is suing several drug companies and manufacturers over the opioid crisis. WTOC reports the county claims in the suit that it spent millions of dollars addressing the issue. According to the county's lawyer, there are 90 prescriptions for every 100 residents locally. Counties and municipalities across Georgia have filed similar lawsuits against opioid makers. Beaufort County filed suit in February. Authorities have arrested the man accused of causing the Friday wreck that shut down the road to Tybee Island for nearly 4 hours. U.S. Marshals arrested John Richard yesterday on felony charges in the hit-and-run accident that injured 3 people. He could face up to 5 years in prison if convicted of felony hit-and-run. Richard allegedly hit a car when he turned onto U.S. 80. That car flipped and hit a third car. The crash stopped traffic in both directions Friday night. The incident has renewed calls to widen the two-lane stretch of U.S. 80. The State Department of Natural Resources is making some changes after a contractor working for Chatham County disturbed an osprey nest. The Savannah Morning News reports DNR has chosen not to fine the contractor or the county. Instead, the agency wants to use this as a teachable moment. DNR officials say going forward, there are solutions besides removing an osprey nest. They are working with counties to install structures on light poles to discourage the birds of prey from nesting there. They also suggest building a separate nesting platform within a few hundred feet. The contractor in Chatham County was replacing a burned-out light on Islands Expressway, but found the nest in the way. Workers took the eggs to Oatland Island Wildlife Center, where officials made arrangements to move them to a facility in South Carolina. For GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.